Tzibach Shem holding here on Daf Dalet on the base.
Scenario is
here.
Mama King.
Fine, Baruch Shem Sanei. Baruch Shem, we have to place an order a little bit. Let's try to learn. Fine. We're starting from the Daf Dalet on the base. We're going to go back again to the Ikar de Masila on the Ul. 7 lines from the top. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. So we're going to start the Sugya Ul string. 7 lines from the top and down on the base. The second Makom. Ikar de Masli, Laha de Ula. There are those that learn this halacha of Ula on the Fala. The Tanya, we learned that in Raisa, the following. By Hilchas Pesach. The Pasuk says, by Hilchas Pesach, the Pasuk says, Vasasiru Mimenu Adbuk. You shouldn't leave over the Karan Pesach until the morning. And if you leave it over until the morning, then the Ashes Raifu, then you should burn. So we're giving a list, I say. First of all, Tari is giving a list, I say, do not leave it over, right? And then afterwards, we give you I say, to burn it. Right? That's what happened, right? The Torah thought, first of all, don't leave it over. So second of all, if you left it over then, which I had, how do I fix it up? By burning. Oh, you burn it. So that's the lesson and the asay. So what does he want to say? Baha kasa, the puzzle is coming. Litein asay, to give you asay, achar los asay, after los, giving you asay to burn the chamet, to burn the nezer, the leftover karan pesach. After los asay, what am I to tell you? She'ein lo gedol av, that you don't get malchus on it. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. This is what we mentioned yesterday. Right? This is Shitas Rabbi Yehuda.
Asay tells you. The limelight of the asay.
But we're talking about something over a gazayas, right?
Yeah. So you left over a piece of meat from the Karan Pesach. So the Karan Pesach. So it says now that since the halacha is that the asay fixed it up because you could have burnt it, you burnt it. Therefore, the halacha is you don't get malchus. That's a coin tribute. So the reason why you don't get malchus here is because you have to say, fix this up. But when you did the positive commandment of burning the chametz, burning the neister, then it fixes up the... fixes up the... Let's say, fixes it up. Good. That's according to Yehuda. Rabbi Akiva and Mary. Rabbi Akiva says...
When you say fixing it up, it just means you don't get malchus.
It means to fix it up. That's your tshuva.
But you have to do tshuva.
No, that is your tshuva.
That is your tshuva. You don't have to do tshuva. You don't have to do vidui. You don't have to do anything. No, but tshuva is four things.
It was so natural you're taking the meat. Now you're like, I'm so sorry.
No, if you're sorry, the person is doing an avera. You have to do kabbalah latig. You have to have a charata.
It's a good question. I don't know.
Right, that's what I'm asking.
You can't strip the meat from the bones, can you?
Let's go further.
You can't strip the meat from the bones. So you still have under Uzziah's reach bone.
Why can't you strip the bone?
Right, that's the question.
You can't strip the meat.
Guys,
how do you eat the meat?
Like a lamb chop.
So you eat it.
No, but you still have pieces of meat left on the bone.
You might have.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
So, but what's the difference? I mean, you have to burn it.
That's my whole point. You would still have meat on the bone.
Right.
So, but you can't break the bones.
Right, that's
so
the whole.
So the problem, but who says you can't strip the bone? But how can they get strip the meat off the bone? I'm sorry.
Right, that's the question. Can you strip the meat off the bone when using a knife?
Why not?
I don't know. That's the question.
Why shouldn't you be able to?
You guys make a good tabrusa from 9:30.
I'm sorry. I don't want to mess up the whole
shit. Seriously.
Fine. That's what Yehuda says. Okay, Yehuda says the reason why you don't get malchus. Because you have a voice that say after I say. That's where Rabbi Yehuda says. Rabbi Kiva says no. Vayimen Hashem, who said, this is not the name. Meaning Rashi said over here, it means this is not the logic over here why you don't get malchus in such a case. No, that's last time Rashi, this time says it means something else.
Yeah?
Okay, Rashi last time says.
It's not of this pasuk
The Rashi here doesn't say that.
Rashi already told you that over there.
It's true, that's interesting. Rashi switched, but right here, Rashi is not what I mean. This context.
Interesting, because the Tam is the Pasuk, so shame over here means Tam, but it is the Pasuk. Right? It's interesting.
No, it's not the reason, because it's a lot of shame on Maisa. Let's say right now the reason. That's what the Pasuk. Leiman Hashem, this is not the reason. Meaning, this is not your Sephara. Meaning, this is not your Sephara because you have that Aseya.
As far as Boha Kosov Litain Aseya, that's what Rabbi Huda does.
Fine, it's going back to over here. I understand what you're saying. Rashi
is
going back to
the reason at all.
This is not the reason. But that's a Rashi.
There's another reason.
I understand what you're saying. I understand. It's true, but it's going back on the
Pasuk.
Maybe that's a
Rashi.
Maybe that's a shot. Rashi doesn't say that. Maybe that's a deep shot. Rashi doesn't say that over here, straight out. Fine. Go, I understand what you're saying. Rashi doesn't say. This is not the reason. Rather, the reason why over here, the reason why you do not get malchus in this case of Neisar, is because it's a lav without an action. And we know the rule is, every scenario you have with a negative commandment, without an action, you don't get malchus. So again, so Rabbi Huda says, because it's asay, rectifies your malchus. Rabbi Kiva says, no. The reason why you don't get malchus is because your lav had no action. Now, so it says michlal in the center of here. Rabbi Yehuda savar lav she'ein b'maisa. Like an alav, Rabbi Yehuda, we understand from Rabbi Yehuda, he holds a lav without an action, you do get malchus. That's the goal coming out. Because why did Rabbi Yehuda have to say the reason why you don't get malchus is because that say fixed it up, right? He could have said better. He could have said a step earlier. Stop. It's not good because. You do your lav didn't have an action. It says no. Yehuda holds a lav, even though it doesn't have an action, does get malchus. So why do you get malchus for a new reason? Good. That's what we said yesterday so far.
The word mechlal, does that mean that ul is making a diuk, or does that mean that
it's not ul? Ul is not talking. It's the Gemara talking.
So the Gemara is making a diuk on Yehuda.
Correct.
From that of Rabbi Yehuda, you can infer that I read it.
Wait, but you inferred from what Rabbi Akiva actually said. Rabbi Akiva said, that was Rabbi Akiva's statement.
Right, so we understand that Rabbi Yehuda didn't hold like that.
Yeah.
Rabbi Yehuda must have held that Lav Shem Maisa does get malchus, and the reason why you don't get malchus is for a different reason. So now, Gemara also knows Minolik. From where is this to him? Where does he know this halacha that a lav, even though there's no action, gets malchus? Because when I have a Gemara later on, it's going to explain the other way. That's the pasuk. Everybody says, the simple pshat is, a lav without an action does not get malchus. So Rabbi Yehuda wants to go against the grain, needs a source. That's the word like attacking Rabbi Yehuda. We have more later, we're going to talk about Rabbi Akiva's sources. It's everybody. So Rabbi Akiva and everybody else seemingly hold. Law without action does not get
marked. So Mechlal, it comes out as that's what he actually holds. It's not like it's a preposition that we come to refute.
That will not refute it. That's all we kept
it. The structure of Mechlal in other places in Shas.
Sometimes it gets refuted. In this case, it is. Yeah, very true.
It could be a preposition and refute it. But here we're proposing it. So
behold,
interesting. Just curious about the
Mechal. So I think the other case, Mechal doesn't have to mean it like this. Fine. So why is it Minali? The question of Minali, from where does he know this halacha? What's his source that a lav without an action still gets lashes? Amar Ula, here comes out Ula, why we brought the whole thing. Governor Maitzi Shemra. Our source is, we'll learn it from Maitzi Shemra. That's the word's answer, period. We'll learn it from Maitzi Shemra. Sorry. Mama say Shema, Lav Shema Maisa, like it Allah. Like what is it? Just like we find them, we say Shema. That even though it's a Lav without an action, you get Malchus. Afko, also every scenario, Lav Sheinba Maisa, a Lav without an action, like it Allah, you get Malchus. Good. So we want to know what's the source that you know a Lav without an action gets Malchus from Matsi Shema. What was the story of Matsi Shema when a new husband, knew the white husband, put out a bad name on his new wife, right? And he came to Bestin, and he said that this girl is messed up, right? Over there, let's say it's not true. What do we do to him?
Malchus and Tashlum.
And he can't divorce her.
And
which is the most severe penalty of all.
He gets Malchus, and it gets worse. And it was worse. Fine. Oh, so say now. Okay, so what was the point? What did we say? So we're saying we're here in Halakha. Now with here, he gets like a lot of penalties. Now, did he do an action over there?
Nope.
He didn't do an action. What did he do? He did a dibur. He did a speech. He went to Beis Din. He testified that this woman is messed up. Right? He didn't do an action. And still, what do we see? But still, what do we see? He gets Malchus. Right? Rabbi Yaffe, right? The guy still gets Malchus. So what do we see from here? Rabbi Yehuda says, I have a source of the Torah that a law without an action gets Malchus. Good. That's the one I want to say. Mara says, you can't prove it to me from me. Because Mala Motzei Shemra, what is it about Motzei Shemra? I find that it's a very strict case. The case of Motzei Shemra, when he put out a bad name on the lady, it's a very strict case. Shekein Loke Umashah. We see over there, we give double punishment, like we spoke about at the top round, right? It's a very unique case that we give two punishments. Usually, you don't give malchus, you don't give lashes and make the person pay, correct? But Motzei Shemra is unique that we make you do both. So say, you can, what do you want to do? You want to prove to me from Motzei Shemra, from this case, by putting out a bad name, you want to prove to me that now you have a new rule for the whole term. A law that actually gets malchus. That's what you want to prove to me, right? You want to prove to me, what do you want to prove to me from Motzei Shemra?
Yeah, right.
A law without action gets malchus.
Right,
gets lashes. Saying you can't bring me a proof from that case. Because that scenario is very unique. Where do we see that it's unique? On the fact that you give two punishments. We never give malchus and mamon.
It's an exceptional case, and therefore you can't learn from it.
Oh, so it's an exceptional case. So you tried to tell me that case, that's my source. To teach me that law without action gets malchus is not a good proof. That case is a unique case. It's a very exceptional case. We're very strict over there. So you can't prove to me to all other cases from a case where we're very strict. That's the one I want to say. So again, where it's a mal, what's your shame? What is it, what's your shame? Maybe the reason why you get malchus is she came look at umashalim. We see her very strict. This is what we got a piyasa in anymore. Kamar says Ella rather. Amar Rish Lakish. I'll give you a new source. So we're still trying to find the source for Yehuda that a law without an action gets malchus. Good. So Amar Rish Lakish. I have a new source for you. Kamar Me'edim Zayin. I want to learn it from Edim Zayin. In which case of Enim Zayim? The case which we had on the first daf in that base, which case of Enim Zayim we're talking about? Yes, sir. Which regular case of Enim Zayim? What's the case of Enim Zayim we're giving you malchus?
I'm sorry, when you can't apply it.
When you can't apply it, all right.
When you can't apply in the normal case.
Good. So we can't.
Did you give them malchus when they cannot do to them if they're trying to do something else?
Good.
So default to malchus.
Good. Default to kasher. Zaman. We always default to malchus when you can't give them what they plan to do, like we said in the first half, you thank Rishma Chalutza, then you give them malchus. Now, what do we see over here? So, let's see again. Amar Ish Lakish, Garam Edim Zayim. Ma Edim Zayim, Lav She'in B'maisa. Just like by Edim Zayim, it's a lav without action, and you're like a love. And over here, we get malchus, because the Edim witnesses the best of my Edim Zayim. They didn't do an action, they just did a speech, right? They just testified at Beth, and just like the guy bought into Shemri, just did a speech. Af kol lav she'in b'maisa, so to every scenario of a lav without action, like in a lav, you should get malchus. Whereas maybe we think we have a good proof. We want to learn it from Edom Zayman. Good. So just like by Edom Zayman. And we said the guys going to get the Edom Zayman are going to get lashes, even though they didn't do any action with you. So to all over, let's say our case of no, sir, you left over your meat. Even though it was a negative command without action, you should still get malchus.
So you say like the first case of Halitza, that was a no action with malchus. Same thing would apply here to the Pesach.
Good.
Korgazer.
I should get malchus. Right, for this reason alone, I should still get malchus. For just for this reason alone, I would think you should get malchus. You should still get malchus. Okay. Good. That's the Gemara says until here. Let's just see a few Rashi before we get into the next part of the Gemara. We start on Rashi, 1, 2, 3, the fourth line from the top in Rashi, the last wide line. Ika lemasi lahadu ula. Lama she'in lakadala. She ha'asei ha'amur acharav. The asei, the positive command which was said. Ika lemasi lahadu ula. Lama to teach you, right? This is in Rabbi Yehuda, that the asei came after the. What's that say? To tell you, you don't get malchus. Why? sha'aseh ha'amor achara, because the aseh, the positive commandment, which was said afterwards, that you should burn the meat. Takanase, it says fixing up the kaparot, it's kapara, it's atonement, alaveiros alav, on the aver of the law. This is Rashi Ishri, says the fixing up and the atonement. Comes Rabbi Akiva and says, Loi min hashem uzeh, this is not from the name, meaning what? Ain ta'am zeh ikr. This reason is not the main reason, that your reason of the law, shenitik la'aseh, ain lakhtala. This reason is not the main reason why you don't get mocked in this scenario. Ella, rather, if they ma, why? Because of what? Hamaiser, when someone leaves over the meat, ain lakin, you don't get makas, ain lakin. The fishu lav she'ein ba'maisa. That is Rabbi Akiva's pshat. The lav without a maisa. Then the Gemara is trying to figure out what's the source for Rabbi Yehuda. So we said, government eidim zayimin. Ma, let's see, Rashi, ma eidim zayimin lav she'ein ba'maisa. In which case do we see that they get makas or lakin? Like everyone said, eidim zayimin lakin. Eidim zayimin get makas. Al diburim, just on their speech with no action. The scenario of ve'edei ben gusha ben chalutza, like everyone said, the case we had, that's when you get malchus. Fine. So right now, as of now, the Gemara wants to say we have a case where you didn't do any action, you just did a negative commandment, no action, and you get malchus. The case of edim zarin, right? Did it by edim zarin, Rav Ram, you did any action? The edim did any action? No, they did a dibur. So therefore, and we still see, what do we still see? We still see we give them. Makot. So here also in every other scenario, it's a by nicer. For this reason alone, should still do ma. Good.
No, I mean, given there's no extra stringency by
Ibn Zayn. That wasn't the ask right now. There is. I think Amara Mali Ibn Zayn. Right, you're right. At this point, the Gemara's point, that would be given. But this is that up to here in the Gemara. That's what you're saying. Yeah. See, now I know we got up to it. Shemar says Mali Ibn Zayn. Shemar says no. You can't prove to me from Ibn Zayn. There is an extra stringency. Shekain ain't tzrichin hasra. They don't. Our Gemara actually says they don't need hasra. The Gemara goes through why it's really not possible. Eidim Zomim don't need Hasra. Why don't they need Hasra? We know every case of the Torah, the only way Bestin could punish you, almost always, is if you were first warned. You have to be forewarned by two kosher Eidim before you did it. They warned you, don't do it. But not for Eidim Zomim. Right? And it happens to me, the reason over there is technical. It happens to be the technical reason. What's the technical reason? Because there's a Rashi Ksuvis that explains that like this. There's no time you're ever supposed to give the guy. There's no time it's possible to give the guy Hasra. When you, if you can warn the guy before, let's say you found out you think this guy looks like he's planning a thing, you give the Hasra before, he could tell you, you gave me the warning 10 minutes ago, I forgot. Forgot to hear your warning.
We're talking about in the court, the judge could tell him before he gets up on the witness stand, by the way, before you give your testimony, you should know that if you lie here, then your name's on
that. So we don't want to do that. Why? Because then, the Rashi says, "Why are we never going to do that? Because then we're scaring everybody off, or it looks like we're being accusing them as liars. If before, when every guy comes to public, we start telling, and halacha, not every Jew has a cheskas kashrus. Every Jew is assumed to be saying the truth. Therefore, we would never do such a thing. We wouldn't tell every guy, say, swear you're saying the whole truth, only the truth, and nothing but the truth. The Jewish court, we don't do that. Why? Because right away, that's showing you don't trust the guy. And halacha, we do trust it. Right? But if you want to try and do something and find, so eventually, if you're in a case you get messed up with a shul, we'll make you make a swear. But we don't, like, as a Jew, we're assuming you're a kosher Jew. Right?
So that's why there's no Hasra.
That's the reason why the group would say, why can't the judges give you right before always? Now, and if you're going to give away before, let's say Sam.
What other Hasra is there?
No, let's say one of your friends see you, looks like you're sitting in a basement for too long with this guy, looks like you're planning a thing, you're always whispering to him, he'll tell you don't do this. You say, I forgot, the guy warned me 10 days ago. Right.
Or any love. Any love. Mechal, Shabbos, whatever.
No, any love you could give us, right?
No, I'm saying that's the standard.
No, no, where is
it? In Eidim Zayim, it's not possible. You can't come out. The most reason is because Reuben is saying, let the judges, right, before any guy comes to best, and tell them, you better be saying the truth. If not, you're going to get Eidim Zayim. If you're being Eidim Zayim, you're going to get Hazal Fai.
Right, it's logical.
Why there's no
Hasra? Also, because you said you don't know that these guys are conspirating. If they're really conspirators, you're gonna do it secretly.
So Reuven says every single case. Why don't you give every guy Hasra? Every guy comes to the pulpit over there, invest in. They come to the thing. Tell them, make sure you're not lying. But the Rashi already said Ksuvis. They bring that in this fancy Gemara. But the Rashi.
Later we'll see. There's a pretty big Hasra going to the Chum and the Torah.
Yeah, but still, he's saying. Meiser, we're saying it's not possible. Hasra. The Gemara Ksuvis says. Rabbi says it's not possible. Say, why is it not possible? I had to be recruiting coming from a lawyer saying, it's possible. Every lawyer should get up and tell the other side, if you guys are lying. You
get
signed. Yeah. No, you have to get. We already warned. Who is the lawyer to come and say you guys?
Say you can't.
You can't. Because of the
I didn't bring my glasses. I didn't read.
Rashi said we're not going to do that.
Not allowed to.
No, Rashi doesn't. We know because that means we're that. Because first of all, we're going to scare every guy away from saying either. Right, because right. That means they're already assuming we're accusing them. And a Jewish fest and other. We tell a guy if you're coming in, a Jew. Every Jew we meet, we never saw in our lives, but we're trusting you. That as of now, we're trusting you in everything you say. Yeah, no, we're looking at the guest. No, we're saying we're giving it. It's called chaskas kash. Every Jew has chaskas kash.
And not only that, the Beis Din has a chiyuv. To try to make people give edus, because there's a lot you have a lot that you'll be over if you don't give edus. And then the Beis Din is doing something which is like going against the Torah. Therefore, the Beis Din doesn't want
to
do that.
We were saying the Torah makes you like look at everybody in a positive way. Any guy who comes to Beis Din, no matter how he looks, they assume he's saying the truth.
So what's this Rashi? This
one second, we'll get to it in a second.
History, where do we learn?
Rashi was saying the mystery. One second, we said my answer can answer your last rock. Now let's see Rashi.
Oh, we didn't get to the Gemara yet.
I just read this in the Gemara. I just read it. We're gonna get to the Rashi. So again, we said Edom
Zomim. Where Edom like it? You want to bring the source for all cases that allow without having this mafas from where? From Edom Zomim. Mara says you can't prove from there because there we Lamaisa comes out of Trinity. Even though it's a technical reason why you can't warn, but at the end of the day, that case has a difference or stringency that's different than any other case. Now, Lamaisa, in regular cases, you have to give warning. Like in a case of Nisar, you need to give warning, correct?
Are we definitely looking for stringencies as opposed to differences?
I'm sorry, Gemara for some reason calls this a stringency.
Because if it wasn't, you could say Kalvachomer and still go with it.
Something like that. I don't call it karma. It wouldn't be a sound of
show. It's a stringency that you need a stringency for a chilul. You need to say that in one sense.
Not always. But now the word's working.
Can you have a chilul based on a cow?
Kula.
A kula?
There is such a thing. There is such a thing. Agmar not good.
But mostly.
Usually you'll find the karma. Usually you'll find the karma. There is such a thing. There's a rashi somewhere that says.
Even if it's
a difference, even if it's a cow, but Al-Gamar is much simpler. Al-Gamar is just saying that's a homer, so you can't learn from there because there's too strict. It's simple. Al-Gamar is saying it's easier. Fine. So again, they're saying you can't prove to me from Edom Zayman that every time you do a lab without Malchus, then a lab without a mice, you get Malchus. Over there, it's very strict. It's a different case. It's unique. Why is it unique? Because over there, it doesn't need Hasra. So what came out right now? We try to learn from Mitzvah Shemra. You can't learn from there because it's unique. Over there, we give you two punishments. Good? We try to learn from Edom Zayim. Because it's unique that you don't need Hasra. That's what we're holding right now. So let's see Rashi here. Rashi throws in the Gemara of Suez that says you don't give Hasra. Why don't we warn by Edom Zayim? Let's just understand that rule over here. Let's see Rashi and Edom Zayim. So like right in the middle of the Rashi, like smack in the middle of Rashi. It says, Ma Edom Zayim, Lav Shem, Ma Yisrael, Lekin. So Rashi said it was. Oh, so we saw that Rashi. We'll go to the next Rashi. Edom Zomim ain't Tzrichan Asura. Edom Zomim don't need Asura. And why not? Everybody needs to be warned before they get punished. So Meksuvitz, meaning Mesachus Ksuvitz, I'm reading the time. And we say over there a reason. Ve'ilunayus, that's the parrot's name. On Daaf La'amagimah without. He once says Nasri, who Nasri like the Lashon of Hasra. Nasri will warn them, Imas, when, Behu, etc. We go over there, there's no time possible to warn them. Like we were just, Nasri warn them, Imas, when. We just like. The Gemara goes through a few like options. What are you going to warn them? Way before, they'll say, we forgot. Right before, you can't do it right before, because then you're telling them you're going to scare them away. You assume they're not kosher. Afterwards, it's too late, the Gemara said. There's no time to do it. So therefore, you don't warn them. That's the kind of thing. You're not going to warn them. There's no time to warn them. Good? Avol, but Rashi brings that. Kol sha'ar ein shem b'besin. All other punishments in besin shel mata, meaning the besin in this world. Tzricha l'asra, in order to get punished for the besin in this world, you have to be warned. And if a guy wasn't warned and they did Aveira, it doesn't mean it's Shemayim, they're not responsible. It's love to do tshuva. Think best that this world can't punish unless you were warned by Eden.
Well, what are the words based in
Shemayim? Best in Shemayim. Best in this world.
If Rashi just said based in without adding the words based in Shemayim, isn't the same message?
No, you would think any best in. You would think even best in Shemayim. Best in is the upper court. You would think the only time you get punished is if you were warned. Say no. In this world, this court, in our world, in this court,
they have to work according to those principles.
If I want to rob a store, I have to be warned not to.
In order for Besdin to punish you, in order for Besdin to give you lashes, you have to be warned.
Just
left. Last year, we're not saying you don't go that. You have to do tshuva. For Pesach, we're saying, what do you say again? Kol sha'ar inchim the best thing. Any punishments that best thing could give you, is you have to be warned. Rashi says very clearly.
If you're not warned, you get based on punishment from
upper court. But this court,
so people who steal when there's no one around, like in the middle of the night they break in, there's no one to warn.
And no one warned them that you shouldn't steal. Nachon, so then, best in this world, they can't give them lashes. We find the guy's stuff, but you can take it away from the guy, they're robbing. But we can't give them lashes, we're doing the lavalay sigzah. Best can't go, that's the rules. You have to be warned, best in like a certain limited amount of units that did. Has to be very clear, you're warned. Has to be very clear, that's all.
So say even you have to know the Odish also, the punishment that you're going to get.
It could be that they warn you and tell you if you do this, you're going to get this on the strap. But very good. Now, halacha is, but of course, best neshal ma'ala, the upper courts, you have to pay them. You can't get away with anything. So in these courts, why do you have to do tshuva? In these courts, they can't punish you. They don't. They have a limited means that did. Only if they know someone warned you, and these eight of custom, we saw this guy do this thing. We warned them, then you could give the.
If you find what he stole,
of course, if it has your name on it,
without a warning,
yeah, then without a warning,
then he would have to,
yeah, he has to give it back, right? Which if the peasants give you lashes, then oh, you want to know if you have to pay kefil?
You'd have to pay.
Yes, I think kefil. Yeah, if we find it by you, and the guy said he didn't steal, we find it by you, and we have the guy's name on it, and we see it's up here. Yeah, that's not a good question. You're saying kefil? You want to know if a knas? If they have asra for a knas, because kefil is a knas. Here's it's a einish. I think over there you don't need asra. So over there it's a knas. Here's a question. But what I'm saying is when you pay kefil, a guy steals and he swore he didn't steal, it's a bit like double. So let's say no one warned you. That's a knas. The Torah says a knas. Knas, you don't need asra. If I remember correctly, I remember somewhere. But knas, you don't need asra. The Torah says.
That's why
by kashas, you don't need asra. It's a knas. Really, that's the Gemara is going to say later. We're going to get to that. That's the Gemara is going to say later. Very good. Tachon, you're saying good. The Gemara is going to come on. Let's touch that soon. That Lamaisa could be if it's in observing. It's really hasra, then it could be it's kanas. Nachon, that's more than going later. Very good. Fine. So you're saying good stuff when Ram's coming for the good seat here.
It's my
chavrusa. It's chavrusa. I'm erasing. Fine.
You're a chavrusa.
Very good. I'm sure. Yeah, it's fine. Shkeh for Yosef's chavrusa for helping us out. Okay. Good. So as of now, we try to learn out. We said like this. How do you know? We're trying to figure out how do you know? What's the Rabbi Yehuda's source that a lav without it actually gets machas? We try to learn it from a tishay, right? We said no. A lav without it actually gets machas. That's Rabbi Yehuda's opinion there. A lav without it action, a negative command without it action. I left the meat.
Oh, without
lav, a negative command without it action, meaning I left my meat in the fridge, Karam Pesach, and I did it through an action, you still get malchus. We're still trying
not to... Not like Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says if it doesn't have an action, then you don't get malchus.
Oh.
Right?
Fine. Mm-hmm. Good. Yeah, not like Rabbi Akiva. Good. So now, what are the Gemara? The Gemara wants to say like this. Again, we said, Mali, in the Zomim, the one, the first, why not? Mali, in the Zomim, what is it by in the Zomim? Maybe we're very strict over there, that you get malchus, is because it's shekin in tricha hasra. We see it strict. We're very strict. You don't need a warrant. At the end of the day, best thing gives you punishment without being warned. That's the one I want to say. So we're saying the reason why we could still give you lashes in that scenario is because we see it very strict. Adam, we see it very strict in the fact that you, the fact that you don't need hasra either. So maybe since the fact, since listen, I know, I listen, listen, I know, sit up, since. Since the Torah tells us that, since the Torah tells us the stringency, for the fact the Torah tells you, we see we're very strict over here, maybe that's also the reason why we give you malchus. Since we see, maybe the fact that we see we're very strict over there, that we give you lashes, even though you didn't eat hasra'a. So then, the Gemara says, Shekin in Tzricha Masra. Maybe that's the reason why also why we give you Malchus. The Gemara says, Motzei Shemer Yechid. And Motzei Shemer will prove to me that that is not the reason.
The reason for what?
Oh, the reason for what? Motzei Shemer will prove to me that that cannot, that the fact that you get Hasra is not the main reason why we're still giving you Malchus.
Is it like this, like We can learn from Edim Zemim because Edim Zemim don't need Hasra. Well, by Maitzi Shemra, you do need Hasra, so learn from Maitzi Shemra. Because then you can't learn from Maitzi Shemra because...
I mean, you told me, yeah. You were saying the whole reason why from Edim Zemim, we still give you Malkus, even though you didn't do an action, is because we see we're very strict. Maybe it has to do with this. We see we're very strict over there, and you get Malkus even without getting a warning.
It's a case of stringency.
We're very case of stringency. But what showed me was a case of stringency? What showed me that this was a case of stringency? The fact that you don't need Hasra. Right? Because where it says that can't be the main reason. So I have a case of Motzi Shema. You didn't have that same stringency.
Hasra.
Of how that you don't need Hasra. But you do need Hasra. You have to be one.
Yeah,
and we'll get to that in a second. But your stringency is this is not the reason. The fact that you didn't get Hasra by Edim Zemim.
And being that the stringencies are different, you can't say that this is the reason.
Okay, why's going to get to that in a second? So why is going to talk about what you're saying right now? Okay. First, we're going to go one step at a time. The fact, we're going to get to what you're saying. You're saying good. Okay. The wire does it in steps. Well, after me, because I need to go slow.
No, I don't get how we got to that.
We're saying like this. That the fact that you're telling me in Zomim don't have to have Asra, since we see that they're very strict, that's the reason that is going to prove to me it's a very strict case. Therefore, you could get lashes even though there's no action. Right? But in a case which is not so strict, let's say in a case where you need warning, like a case of Nosar, then you only get a Malkus if you did action. Where it says, I'll prove to you that that's wrong. Why? I have a case of Motzei Shemer Yochiach. Motzei Shemer will prove to you that's not the whole reason why you get Malkus. Because if you're telling the whole reason why you get Malkus because you don't need Asura, Motzei Shemer will prove you wrong.
Because
Motzei Shemer over there needs Hasra.
Because of the difference, and because they're both Lokin,
but still,
you can't prove from that. So Motzei Shemer is going to prove that lack of Hasra and Zaymim will not prove it.
Good. Exactly. That's not the engine behind what's driving this thing over here.
Again,
we're saying like this. We're trying to prove to me it's a complicated thing. So again, what are you saying? Learn it from Edim Zemim. I'm sorry, that's what you think.
So we want to say Edim Zemim,
the reason why, by Edim Zemim, the reason was driving you to give you lashes to this person, even though he didn't do what action. It's because we see we have a stringency over there also that you don't even have to warn him. Saying since you don't have to warn him, so probably here also, even though he did a negative commandment without it, actually you'll still give him Malkus. Because the very strict scenario, right? What makes it a strict scenario? The fact that you don't have to warn him. So you can't teach me to a different case when you do need Asra. You can't bring this halacha that allowed that Malkus to get punishment to a case where you do need. For the case where you do need an answer like this. And why I say 1 second. I'm going to prove to you wrong. In the case of Motzei Shemra, right? It's allowed out of action. Right? Motzei Shemra. And still over there we said, you're getting Malkus. Right? Now, did you have this halacha that you didn't need Hasra over there? What's halacha with Motzei Shemra? You need Hasra?
Yes.
Yeah. And still we see, you're allowed without an action, still gave me Malkus. So it must be you're wrong. You were telling me the whole reason why by Edim Zemim you get Malkus is because you don't need Hasra. That is the reason why. I'm showing you from Motzei Shemra that's wrong. Because in Motzei Shemra,
which is even more strict.
Yeah, you do need Hasra. Motzei Shemra, you do need Hasra. And still.
And it's no action.
And it's no action. We're still giving you Malkus.
When do they give him Hasra?
There is a strong. I don't know exactly how it works. There is a strong. No, not before. Fine. No, it's a good question. How's it possible?
Okay, good.
We want to say this. So you can't tell me the reason why, but the reason why in this case, right? You can't tell me the reason why you didn't tell me. Get Malchus is because also because they don't need Asura to get back. We have a case of Matishema. But over there, you do get Asura and still you get Malchus. Right? We want to say the whole reason why, maybe by Idrizami you don't get Malchus, the whole reason by Idrizami why you get Malchus is it's a very strict case. You don't even need Asura. You don't even need to say, I'll prove to you wrong. Have a case of Matishema. But you do need to be warned and still we're telling you you can get Malchus. Okay, so I'm relating to, so it must be that that's wrong. So now what's going to happen? So now the Gemara doesn't speak out the rest of the flow. So Rabbi Yitzchak, now the Gemara is going to do what you did. Now Gemara says, Chazar Adin. Loi re'izek. How the fancy Gemara say, Loi re'izek re'izek. This one doesn't look like this one, and this one doesn't look like that one. Meaning, like this. I'm going to tell you.
The Chomers are different.
Meaning, I'm going to tell you, first I'm going to start from Edom Zayim. Right? This is what we did. And until you learn how to do these things, it takes a few times to learn how to learn how to use that and work. It's like the format of the way to learn how to do it. What?
Whole explanation.
Whoever wants to understand the format, you can look at it, which stands out, so we'll be happy to explain it to you. Fine. Which means. So we say like this. You're telling me what's the whole stringency? The whole stringency was that case, if it doesn't have Asura, right? And that's why you get Malchus. I'll pull out the cards on you. I'll tell you, I had a case of Moshe Shemra. That if you Moshe Shemra, you need Asra, and still we're giving you Malchus. So that can't be the magic reason. That's not the magic answer. I'll tell you one second. But Moshe Shemra. So let me go back and learn out all the cases in the Torah from Moshe Shemra. That just like Moshe Shemra, I see, doesn't need you get Malchus data action, so to every other case, right? But I'll tell you, no, you can't bring me a proof of Moshe Shemra. You know why not? Mitzvah Shemra has a different stringency. What's the stringency about Mitzvah Shemra?
Shalim.
That we make you get hit, and you get Malchus, right?
You get so pay, you have
Malchus
to pay.
You get Malchus and you pay. Yes. So I'll tell you, you can't learn from Mitzvah Shemra. But then I'll pull out my other card I have. I have a card of Edom Zayman. Edom Zayman, there's no such halacha that you pay and you get Malchus, and still you get hit. So meaning, whatever you're going to tell me is the reason, I'll tell you you're wrong, right? Again, so basically we have two cases. I have two sources, basically, that I see that allow without action gets Malchus. Good? All right, 2 more minutes. Let's get through this thing, so we'll get through this. I have two cases that I have two scenarios, two examples of a law without action that you get Malchus.
Both are
Chumas. Both have a different Chumas. But we have a case of Eidon Zayim, that you allow without action gets Malchus, and a case of Mitzvah Shem, right? I have two cases where you're allowed to action gets Malchus. So let me try to learn one at a time, right? I'm going to try to learn out of one of them. And you tell you, no, A is very strict for this reason, right? But I'll pull out the next card, I'll pull out B. B doesn't have that reason, and still we give you Malchus, right? So you know, because B has its own reason. But I'll pull you back A, and it doesn't have those reasons. I'll keep pulling out both cards on you, so I'll tell you at the end of the day, halacha is that you can get Malchus without an action. Meaning, I want to learn from either Zedman. Allow that it actually gets Malchus, right? You say, no. This case is unique because it has a whole thing, it doesn't mean Hasra, this and that. I'll pull out a next card, I'm going to say Shemra. Doesn't have that uniqueness, and still, you get Malchus. So you're telling me, no, because this has its own uniqueness. But that's not, okay, you have to pay and get Malchus. I say, but that's not the reason that's driving your engine to give you Malchus. Because I have Edom Zemen that don't have the same thing. Meaning, I'm going to show you Edom Zemen, you're going to tell you, no, this case is unique because you don't need Hasra. I'll pull out my card, I'm going to say Shemra on it. That doesn't have this uniqueness, and still you get Malchus.
Why is it canceled? Why is it just canceled both of them?
Or are they just because
they
that's
both,
it?
Because they both have no action with
no, because
they both have
no action
with let's see where it's at.
No action with
Marcos. So let's see where it's at. Loiri is that Kuri is it? This one doesn't look like this one. The Chazra didn't go back. Didn't go back to Matzi Shemra. Right, we were in Eidu Zadmin. He went to Matzi Shemra. Same with Chazra Adin. He did going to go back and he's going to send the Bali flying back over the same way. He's going to go over the same route we just went through. Right, we started from Matzi Shemra. Went to Eidu Zadmin. We're back to Matzi Shemra. So you keep going back and forth to Eidu Zadmin.
Means that at this point you can't
then. Right, at this point, we're going to say right now. Loiri is Zekri is this one doesn't look like this one. Loiri is Zekri is but Asada Shava Shebehen, what's the common denominator between both of them? I mean the equal side to both of them. Both cases, the case of Edom Zayim and the case of Matzi Shemra is that there are both a case of a lav she'ein b'maisa. They're both a lav without action. But like in a lav, and you get Malkus. So Afkol, even so to every scenario of a lav she'ein b'maisa, like in a lav, a lav she'ein b'maisa, you should get Malkus. Tomorrow's day we're making a common denominator, right? I'm trying to tell you, learn Matzi Shemra. Say no, Matzi Shemra is special because you do two punishments. So I'll show you the case of Edom Zom. It doesn't have this, but you're telling me, no, Edom Zom has a different quality that it has that you don't need Asra. I'll show you Matzi Shemra. It doesn't have that. It's still you get Malka. I mean, you can't show me that this is the main reason why you get this punishment. Right? So which means, the bottom line is they both have a common denominator that it's a lab without action and you get Malka. Right? Every time you're going to try to prove to me that this case is special because it's unique, I'll show you the other case which does not have the same uniqueness. And I'll go back and forth, and therefore I'll come out that it's a lav she'ein b'maisa she'ein b'maisa.
That's the reason why they both get it, right?
Nachon, because I'm going to learn after both together. Fine, let's stop here.
That's a good question.
Yeah, everybody can't do it.